now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 400,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Well, it is really officially winter here in Bend. Just a couple of days ago, we got 20-plus inches in 24 hours. I believe it was a record here, but it's great for snowboarders, great for snowshoers. It's just a great time if you love winter activities. A little bit cold, but besides that, it's just fun, and it's going to be nice for the holidays. Get the nice white blanket of snow, which probably won't melt until June. But anyway, it's doing wonderful. Hope you all are doing well. Hey, we're coming down to the end of the year here, right? We only have less than, 15 days or close to that till the end of the year. And really, the last couple of podcasts have been talking about these components of mental strength or mental toughness. And the last two podcasts, we talked about control, right? Perception of control over our life and the actual control over our emotions. And so when we can scale high on these 4 C's that I'm going to go over, we will then start to develop this mental strength or mental toughness. When we have those more in control, what we tend to do is feel more confident, which is going to be the next C that we're going to talk about. And there's actually 2 subcomponents of confidence. There's one of confidence in our abilities, and then there's confidence in our interpersonal relationships. That is, being to stand up for ourselves, being to make our point across, being to articulate what we want. But today we're going to talk about confidence in our abilities. So one of the things we can talk about is self-confidence or confidence. It's pretty much the same. One of the misconceptions is that when somebody has self-confidence, they feel that they're going to, or that they want to win or succeed at everything that they do, that they never fail per se. So one of the, and that puts in a great deal of pressure on us, right? If we go into something that we're not going to succeed at, we may feel inferior, we may lose our confidence. But really what confidence in our abilities, is that no matter what happens to us, we can deal with it. Now that means that we may not know the abilities we have until the circumstance arise. But if we have confidence in ourselves that no matter what happens, what situation I'm put in, I'll be able to deal with it, then we can then look at the next C, which is challenges, in a different light. If we don't have confidence in our abilities, we'll look at challenges as obstacles, as problems. But when we can increase the confidence in our abilities or increase our confidence level, we'll then be able to face challenges. So when we start looking at confidence in our abilities, being able to deal with whatever happens, most of the time we greatly undersell ourselves. We sell ourselves short in what we're able to do. And one of the things that I would like you to do as a reflection on this confidence in your abilities is look back and look at some of the challenges you faced in your life that you dealt with. If you're listening to this, you're still alive, so you dealt with it successfully. So that's what I'm asking you to do. And what happens is we are just bombarded with messages of inferiority. We're not good enough for this. We can't do this. We don't look like this. And it whittles away on our confidence, or our self-image, I should say. And our self-image reflects in our confidence or lack of confidence. So one of the ways to increase our confidence level is, one, is look at our successes. We tend to overemphasize our failures and underemphasize our successes. We tend to go, oh, that was just luck. That wasn't me. That was somebody else. Somebody else helped me. Well, no, if you're involved in a particular challenge and you've come through the other side, you're at least 50% part of that success. Whether you used a coach, whether you used somebody else to help you through, that's great, but you actually had to eventually do the work to get through that. So what I'd like you to do is take a look, perhaps even just over the past year, maybe not your whole lifetime, but the past year, pick 3 to 5 challenges that were kind of unexpected, and many challenges are unexpected, and it could be in work, it could be in personal, it could be in the realm of fitness, it could be in the realm of romance, whatever it might be, but pick 3 to 5 challenges that unexpectedly came up that you dealt with. Now, dealing with it doesn't necessarily mean you were successful at it. Maybe you tried to manage to repair a damaged relationship and you ended up in a divorce, but you dealt with it. So we can't judge it on, well, I didn't save the marriage, so I'm not confidence in my abilities there. Well, no, but you dealt with it. You survived it. And we want to take a look at those things that we can deal with, because mental toughness, mental strength is about dealing with the situations that are presented to us and knowing that, one, we can learn from them, and two, we can grow from them. So one of the ways that we can improve our confidence or enhance our confidence is to review our past successes. The next way is to use mental rehearsal. And I've talked tons and tons and tons about mental rehearsal. And what we would do in this particular case is think of a situation that might be on the horizon for you. Again, it could be work. And maybe you're in sales and you have to make a sales call to a challenging client. Well, you would then mentally rehearse going out to that challenging client. And you would mentally rehearse having a conversation with them and having them drill you and grill you, but you stay calm, cool, and collective and answer the questions accordingly. And then you see a successful completion of the sale. Obviously, we want to see a successful completion. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in sales. But the result of the sale, ultimately, we want to make it successful. But in real life, it's not so important as did you deal with the situation? Did you deal with this difficult client? So another way to increase our level of confidence is mentally rehearse it. And I've talked about this a lot, and I guarantee that probably 80 to 90% of you that are listening are not doing mental rehearsal. Or if you are, you're just kind of doing it in a daydreaming fashion. In order to develop your mental strength, you need to purposely, consciously set time aside and mentally rehearse the situations that may be coming up in light of building your confidence. And so you want to be able to pick those places, pick those times, pick those events that you're going to be challenged. And then you're going to want to go ahead and see yourself, mentally rehearse yourself successfully dealing with those challenges. Those are two excellent, excellent ways to increase your confidence. And the third way is that in real life, when you are, so let's just say you mentally rehearse going to a sales meeting, you have a challenging client, you face the client head on, you deal with it, and you get the sale. Immediately after that, you want to journal about it. You want to journal how good it feels that you dealt with it. And even if you didn't get the sale, you want to journal about how you were able to handle the client's questions, how you were able to handle the barrage of comments. You want to be able to create a success journal, if you will, of all the times where you dealt with the situation and review them constantly. This will help you build your confidence. And then the fourth way is at the end of the day, and this is a kind of a generic exercise that you can do to help the overall attitude. But think of three positive things that you did that day. What three positive things did you do? That will also help you build in your confidence. And those three positive things could be a spontaneous act of kindness, or it could be successfully completing a task. But whatever it is, think of three positive things that you got accomplished that day. And this will help in creating the confidence in your abilities. And again, we want to make sure that we understand that confidence in your abilities. So we all have abilities. Some of them are known. Some of them are unknown. We don't know the unknown until we are put into a circumstance where we have to deal with it. So when we have confidence in our abilities, that means you can put me anywhere and I'll deal with it. Myself, I have really strong confidence in my navigation abilities. You could drop me in the woods. You could drop me anywhere, and eventually I would find my way out. I am confident of that. I may be hungry because I'm not so confident in my hunting abilities, but I know I'd get out of there okay. And I would know how to do it, and I would be okay. And the thing is, when we have confidence in our abilities, we then stay calm underneath almost any situation. When we have nervousness, when we get anxious, what we really are saying is we don't have confidence in our abilities. So the more that we can mentally rehearse future events, the more that we can take stock of our past successes, the more that we can think of three positive things that we did, the more that we're going to increase our confidence, and the more that's going to have a direct effect on our mental strength and mental toughness. So this is one of the C's. This is the second group of C's between control. And the way I like to look at it is you go back to the first two podcasts or the previous two podcasts. When we start to feel that we have control over our life, we're then able to increase our confidence. And this is where we are now. So as you develop control over your life, you'll develop that confidence. If you'd like to know more about these four C's and actually determine where you are, because how can you improve what you don't measure? You can't. You don't know where you are. And so there's a mental strength assessment with a workbook and a toolkit. It is imperative. If you are looking to increase your mental strength, you have to know where you are. You have to know where you stand. And the assessment is the only way to do it. And to take that assessment, just go over to mentalstrengthmastery.com. Go ahead and enroll. You'll get an email to take the assessment. Take the assessment. It'll give you a developmental book. You'll also have a toolkit. You'll also have a workbook. You'll have so many tools that you'll be able to go through each of the C's and to be able to increase your capacity, increase your strength around those. If that's something that's not up your alley right now and you just want to start at ground level, my course, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior on Udemy, has been getting just tremendous reviews, 4.92 stars out of 5. Everybody who takes it loves it. They follow through. They're improving their life. And you can go to Warrior Mind Training. Again, warriormindtraining.com, and go ahead and enroll. Once you enroll, you'll have lifetime access to all the information in the program. And that is Develop the Mental Strength plus the ebook for free. So those are two excellent, excellent resources. Mentalstrengthmastery.com, warriormindtraining.com. If you really are committed in improving your mental strength, if you really are sick and tired of where you are and you know you have more potential in you, if you really, really want to grow and accomplish more, then contact me for coaching. Coaching is the ultimate way to move ahead. I will hold you accountable. I will work with you. I'll help you eliminate limiting beliefs. And you can do that through the introductory consultation. So, There we go. This is the part of the confidence aspect of mental strength. We'd love to hear your feedback on it. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.